So I'll tell you what the famous villain of Gone is. The famous villain of Gone says like this. Imagine you have a guy, he's on a gluten-free diet. Why? Because whatever, you know, it's not good for his stomach and digestive, whatever it is. So he's not eating any gluten. So comes Pesach, he's not eating chametz. Why is he not eating chametz? He hasn't been eating chametz the whole year. What does he eat? He eats rice, he eats corn, he eats potatoes. That's what he eats his whole life. So Zakat Vilna Gaon, you're not showing a Kadosh Baruch Hu that you're makpid about the mitzvah not eating chametz. You don't eat chametz ever. So there's no raya from what your behavior that you actually care about the mitzvahs of Hashem. Therefore, Zakat Vilna Gaon, a person should try to eat chametz right before Pesach and right after Pesach to show that during Pesach, he's not eating chametz because Hashem said, don't eat chametz. So is it in it to get your
My little sister has something somewhat similar. She's a vegetarian, and she's been like no meat, like no anything for a very, very long time. But on Shabbos, she doesn't eat meat, right? She never eats meat on Shabbos or anything, but she'll eat like something that's fleishig, so become fleishig because like that's what I
have. So it's like what we spoke about with the hacker by not eating matzah right before Pesach.
That's right, exactly.
Right.
Similar thing. So it happens to be that people who are vegetarians have a really hard time with this because Los Lavo is going to be carbonos, and that's, you know, that's the staple of being a Jew. It's going to be a lot of meat.
And pigs.
So she's ready. I don't know, both my little sisters, like at the stadium, they were talking about like what they packed in their suitcases. What do you mean? You guys like I don't know, she has suitcases? Like they have suitcases back. Like just like so much of
Wow.
them. It's so cute. It's adorable.
Chashev Bentley Mishpacha. Mashiach suitcases. That's great. The Chofetz
Yeah, I
Chaim
could
used to have a Mashiach suitcase. Look at that. Chofetz Chaim and Yosef's younger sisters.
see. I would make a Mashiach suitcase, but when Mashiach would actually come, I'd have to make a new suitcase because all the things that I would want before Mashiach comes would are things that I need on a daily basis. So, like, what I do, like, go shopping just to make Mashiach suitcase with like all the
Yeah, get
Gishmak stuff
doubles.
that I wear.
Get two. Doubles.
Have to get Mashiach shopping first.
Listen, the truth is that you know, there's a story with Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky that he was in Camp Tarvadas Das in the summers. He was with Shiva of Tarvadas Das. So he was in Camp Tarvadas Das in the summer. You know the story, Danny, huh?
No, but whenever someone says Camp Tarvadas Das, like the Rebbeim, like all the smile, Camp Tarvadas Das.
Yeah, I went to Tarvadas Das. I didn't go to Camp Tarvadas Das. I went to Tarvadas Das. And Lamaisa for Color War Breakout. So they were doing all sorts of shtick. And one guy was able to work some of the out with the shofar and the microphone that he wanted to, like, he blew the shofar early, early in the morning, like, have a seekin. It was going to be Color War Breakout, a mock Mashiach shofar, you
Perfect.
know? So that's what he did. And he blew the shofar, and everybody was all like, you know, thrown off guard, like, wow, Mashiach is here. And then, you know, guys walking, waking up, and wow, it's Color War Breakout, really excited. Okay, good. Anyway, they get it back together and everything, and they're like, where's the Rosh Hashiva? They're looking all over, they have no idea where he is. So finally, somebody finds that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was at the entrance to the camp, right next to the parking lot where the buses drop everybody off. And like, so they're like, Rebbe, what's going on? So he says, what do you mean? Mashiach's here. I'm waiting for the bus to take us back. He's like, oh, you give out. He was there dressed with his suitcase, ready to go. So,
Also, there's a similar story of the Mashiach in BMG, or
you
maybe
have a
Mashiach
Matthew
in Yom
Zion?
Kippur. Not the
Or
same, yeah.
Mizrach? The current
Not
Mashiach or the
the
previous one?
one of them. One of them. But the story is, I heard, I think it was like Rabbi Sender told the story about like someone like did something that made a joke or something. I don't know what it was, and he literally like ran outside of the suitcase. Everyone's like, "It's not here." He's like, "Ah."
Well, the hemshich of this story is that they told Rabbi Yaakov that it was a joke. It was just Color War Breakout. So he couldn't believe it. He's like, for real? It's not, you know, Mashiach's not here? He said, yeah, Rebbe, it's
What?
just like a way of like breaking out Color War. So he's like, I'm not Michael. I'm not Michael. I thought Mashiach was here. I can't believe it. His mom was really broken. Couldn't believe it.
That's so traumatic. If he really thought Mashiach's coming, that's like a kill
someone. Yeah. That's
right. Like that. Tremendous. He's like, I can't believe it.
He says it's not more Michael, like not Michael complicated like that. Than that. It can't just be like you hear a chauffeur and then Mashiach's here, great. Now we just like somehow end up in Yerushalayim. Like that's been more than that. Like, come on.
No, it's
really gullible, thing. Honestly. Like,
we don't know what it's going to be like. We want to see Mashiach. We want to experience it. But the Rambam says,
yeah.
And we have no idea what it's going to be like.
When it happens, like a basis, says, like we're going to know.
Right, when it happens, we're going to know. Exactly.
Okay, sure. Seems like Rabbi Kamenetsky knew, but it wasn't really there.
Well, apparently, you know.
Got on the bus.
Yeah, it wasn't clear enough.
Everyone knows, you take a Greyhound to Yerushalayim. Mashiach.
Like, you know, I was one time by Reb Chaim Kanievsky for a meal, and there was some bachurim there who they were bothering him about a very interesting question. So they said, "We daven in Shmona Esrei, v'lishlayim yirchav brachim b'toshuv, and etzemach David avdecho meres atzmiach." All these things about Mashiach and Yerushalayim and all the loss of love, and once Mashiach comes, we shouldn't continue saying those tefillos. So they said, Reb Chaim, what is the nusach that we're going to say when Mashiach comes? That was their shiloh, they asked Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim said, look, you're right, it's going to be a different nusach, it's not going to be the same thing, but I don't know what the new nusach is, I can't tell it to you, I'm sorry. Don't worry, when Eliyahu HaNavi comes, he didn't say, I don't know. He said, it's interesting, Shiloh, it's going to be different. Don't worry about it. So they're like, no, Rebbe, we need to know. What if Eliyahu HaNavi comes and it's close to the end of Sof Zman Tfilas Mincha? It's right before Shkia. And we don't have time to come back to you and discuss it. So we need to know the answer right now so that when it happens, we're going to know what to say. So he's like, he started laughing. He thought it was funny, you know, the setup. And then he says, I'll tell you the truth. When Eliyahu Navi comes, he's going to tell us the new Nusach to Davin. So you'll know exactly what it is. As soon as he comes, you'll know exactly what it is. So they said, what if it takes time till it gets to us? You know, maybe we're not going to be right there where he comes. It'll take time till it gets to us. We're not going to find out. And it's really going to be Shkia. So Reb Chaim said that if you don't find out that Eliyahu Navi came, so then Klape you, it doesn't have a din of Eliyahu Navi being here. So you dive in your regular Shemoneh Esrei. And when you do find out, so at the same moment, you're also going to find out the new Nusach to daven. So you don't have to worry. Unbelievable. People mamish handling all the ins and outs. Shraggy, you like the love the Shraggy, yeah? It's good. It ins and outs when Mashiach comes. Bez is Hashem.
Very good. Isn't Eliyahu HaNavi going to like make us do tshuva for like before Mashiach comes?
Is Eliyahu HaNavi going to make us do tshuva before?
Whatever, help us. Make it, you know, is that his goal, like bring Shalom and stuff? Like that's who he is. He's like Mr. Shalom.
I don't know. I'm not familiar with that. It does say that
24 hours also.
24 hours?
Yeah, it's like 24 hours. For Tanachuma, no. It says that 24 hours after he comes, Mashiach's going to come.
Danny, show me the Tanachuma. I want to see it.
Sure, one second.
Rebbe, we have a yard site today.
Medrash Rabbah, something on the Parsha. Medrash Rabbah, I think it's a Tanachuma also.
Who's yard site, Draggy?
It's Chaim Haverstam. The Grand Rebbe of Rav Shiloh from Kerestir.
The Dibre Chaim, your yard is today? Wow.
I hold the Dibre Chaim was one of the actual Choshev Rebbes. By the way.
Very Choshev. Wow. Okay, so what should we do? What should we do with special affairs yard site? We should learn a shtickle, lil and a shmazo. There's a shem.
Sounds good. Yossi,
we gotta do a little better than that for a l'chaim. You know what I'm saying?
But that for bringing.
I can't even look at wine. I can't.
We should for bring, Rebbe.
For bring the divrei chaim didn't for bring.
Rebbe all cuts for bring.
All cuts for bring. He was a chabad.
Whatever. Whatever.
Kiristir, one of the things that Reb Shaila Kiristir is famous for is, you know, it's unfortunate we didn't have a chance to go. There's a Shem next opportunity for the Europe trip, we'll go. One of the things he's famous for. What?
Did you say this weekend?
For Reb Shaila?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be the first yard in a long time that nobody goes to his cover. But,
it was supposed to be crazy. A lot of people bought tickets and stuff.
Right, but I'm saying no one's going, right?
Yeah, because, well, they're not allowed to.
Right. But, yeah. There's probably some people that are driving across Europe, you know?
To be honest, I was going to go.
You were going to go?
I was going to book tickets to Israel Thursday, and book a ticket Friday, go, and then Motzei Shabbos come back to Israel.
Wow. My brother's company is it's run by Hasidic Yidden in England. So the company goes on trips. You know, a lot of companies, they go on trips. Some people, they go to this type of place or that type of place. His company, Hasidic Yidden, they go for Shaila's yard site to Kiristir. That's the company trip. So they train they go on a train across Europe. And if trains are still running, who knows? Maybe they're going to go for the yard site. Maybe only planes are down, but trains are still up. Who knows? We'll have to find out. Anyway, Reb Shaila was very into giving food. That was his thing. He made sure that everybody had food to eat. Anybody who came by, he was always being very concerned about, you know, the Yidden's food, making sure that they had something to eat. So it's very matim that for his yard site, you know, we should have some sort of food. If I had some way of, you know.
Oh, donuts coming soon.
Donuts? Oh, wait. You did order the donuts in the end, Yosef?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, gevaldik. There you go. So we can make a brachas, lila nishmaso, bezer Hashem.
What donuts? Donuts?
Shraggy, you don't live in Muncie. It's not again.
I'll come to Muncie.
There you go. Okay, listen, that'll be a much better chavrusa shaft if it's over donuts.
I agree.
Okay, Beis Assembly Netter, guys. I'm going to send out some Ayman Kaimis tomorrow for the Sugyas of Sfiras HaOmer, Beis Hashem. We're holding now in the time of Sfiras HaOmer, and we're going to learn a little bit about the Mitzvahs Hayom. I'll just share with you, there's a famous Ramban. Ramban says that the Tkufa of Sfiras HaOmer is Cholamoid. It's Cholamoid of Pesach and Shavuos. Just like we have Sukkos goes Cholamoid into Shemini Atzeres. So the same thing is true between Pesach and Shavuos, and the seven weeks of Sfiras HaOmer is Cholamoid. The way the Torah refers to the Yom Tov of Shavuos is Atzeres. That's the Lashon of the Yom Tov. It says Atzeres. So the Lashon Atzeres we find is for Shavuos and Shemini Atzeres. Those are the two Atzeres. And it means to gather in, to bring together and hold on to and not let go. That's what Atzeres means. La'atzor, to stop at a stop sign. The pshat is that you're holding yourself in and not driving further. So the idea of Atzeres is that it's the end of the Yom Tov and we're holding ourselves in instead of going away back to our mundane activity. So, no, that's with a sin. It's the word. Aseres is 10. Aseres mechuvah. But Aseres with a tzaddik, right? Aseres with a tzaddik, that's the holding in, gathering in. So, Mimela, the Ramban says that the tkufa of Pesach to Shavuos is really one long continuum where the 7 weeks of Sfiras HaOmer are the Cholamoid process of where we're working to bring ourselves together to the point where Shavuos is the pinnacle. That's when it all comes to the high point. And that's also part of the reason why we find Sfiras HaOmer starts on Pesach. It doesn't start after Pesach is over. It starts on Pesach and it goes until Shavuos. Shavuos is marked. Some Rishonim say that Shavuos doesn't have a specific date in the Chumash because the Yom Tov of Shavuos is not defined by a specific date. The Yom Tov of Shavuos is the 50th day of the Omer. Whenever the 50th day of the Omer comes out, that's when Shavuos is. It's not a specific date. Which also answers Akasha that I mentioned previously, before Yom Tov, I think I mentioned this Akasha, that Shavuos, we say, is Man Matan Torah Seinu. Oh no, it was Chol HaMoed, I mentioned it, right? Shavuos is Man Matan Torah Seinu, and the Magen Avraham asked the Akasha that the Torah was given on Zion Sivan, and we celebrate Shavuos on Vav Sivan. So what's going on? Shver. It's not Zman Matan Torah Seinu until the following day. Bam Kasha. You have a question, Draghi?
It's 2 days. What? 2 days Yantov.
Oh, exactly. That was the terrace we said on Chol HaMoed from the Magen Avraham that from here is a makar for Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. That's right. But,
did you do a shir Chol HaMoed?
Yeah, I gave one shir Chol HaMoed.
I didn't get any links. I didn't get anything.
You didn't get a link of that?
No, I didn't get a link.
Ooh. Okay, we're gonna have to be in touch with David Cohen. We'll send out the links, Bezer Hashem. But we're gonna get back on top of that, Bezer Hashem.
Amen.
But so that's the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that part. Shragi, very good. I'll pee what we're saying now. There's another teretz. What about for the people who keep one day, right? The teretz is that the Yom Tov of Shavuos is the 50th day of the Omer. It's not a specific date. So whenever the 50th day falls out, that's Man Matan Torah Seinu. Shavuos is the end of the process that began on Pesach. 50 days goes until Shavuos. And Bezrus Hashem, over these 7 weeks, which there's a tremendous amount of discussion about what's the ending of the 7 weeks. We know that seven is also the days of a week also. It's also the years of a Shemitah, right? 7 times 7, 7 days in a week, 7 weeks, it adds up to 50. It's like 7 times 7, which is 7 Shemitahs, it gets up to Yovel. And that's something which brings us to the top level of 50, which is, we know, the Nun Shari Bina, that's the highest level of wisdom. It's the highest level of connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Be'ezras Hashem, we are going to spend a little bit of time these coming days. I don't know how long we're going to be able to do the matzav over here before the next sugya. But we're going to be spending a little bit of time learning the inyanim of Sfiras HaOmer Be'ezras Hashem Be'ian. So I'm going to send out the Ma'ar Mekaymus, and it begins with Chumash, Psukim and Chumash. There's a Psukim about the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, and then we're going to learn a little bit of the Gemaras with some Rambams, obviously, right? Definitely can't have a sugi without a Rambam. And Mezrus Hashem will be able to get a good Havana of the sugya, and we'll be able to gain that much more from this Tkufa that we're in, from this time period of Sfiras HaOmer. Okay? Hopefully we'll be able to bring it from there also to talk about the halachas which apply, and the 24,000 talmidim of Rabbi Kiva that were nifter. There's a tremendous amount to talk about during this tkufa, and hopefully Bezrus Hashem will be able to cover a little bit at least from all of the topics. One thing that just came up, which you probably were wondering about, and I'll just mention it now, is because on Shabbos, so there's different parts of davening which correspond to things which we say during the week. For example, Tzidkas HaTzedek. We say it on Shabbos, and we only say it on a Shabbos which if it would be a weekday, we would say Tachnun, right? So now the question is like this. Tachnun? During Nisan, we don't say Tachnun. So what do we do about say Tzkascha? So the halacha is we don't say Tzkascha Tzedek on Shabbos during Nisan, right? Because we don't say Tachnun. What about Avarachmim? Avarachmim is something which we say right before Musaf, after Kriyas HaTorah, right? And even when you're davening B'yichid is at home, so you can still say Avarachmim. And the shail is, what about during Nisan? Do we say Avarachmim? We don't say Tachnun. So the halacha is that there's another factor also when we don't say, Avarachmim, and that is when it's Shabbos Mevarchim. This past Shabbos was Shabbos Mevarchim. Rosh Chodesh Iyar is this week. So there's two reasons to not say Avarachmim. What's the halacha? Do we say Avarachmim or not? So the Ma'aril, and we know already that all of our minhagim as Ashkenazi Jews is based on the Ma'aril, basically. Ma'aril said that we say Avarachmim. Why? Because Avarachmim is said as a, like a Yizkor type of tefillah for all the Neftarim of Klai Yisrael. And the Tkufa between Pesach and Shavuos, which we refer to as the Tkufa of Sfiras HaOmer, is a Tkufa when many Yidden in Klai Yisrael were Nifter. There were many pogroms, many sufferings that Klai Yisrael went through in this Tkufa. And part of it all began with the Talmidei Rabbi Kiva, the 24,000 that were Nifter. So, therefore, of all times in the year of when we should be saying Avarachmim, the most appropriate time is this Tkufa. And not only that, but it was originally instituted because of a pogrom that took place during these times, during these weeks of Sfiras HaOmer. So, Memela, we see Avarachmim, which corresponds to this Tkufa that we're in, which has these two facets. On the one hand, it's a bridge from Pesach to Shavuos, but on the other hand, it's a time of tremendous din and suffering for Klal Yisrael. Talmidei Rabbi Kiva were Nifter, pogroms, Avarachmim. So Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to spend some time learning about the Inyanim of Sfiras HaOmer and try to also appreciate the deeper Indian of what's going on in this Tkufa between Pesach and Shavuos. Okay, Be'ezus Hashem, I'm going to send out the Ma'amar Kemes for tomorrow.
So what's the reason we give why we don't say Tachanun during Nisan?
We don't. With that, we spoke out in the beginning of the Zoom Shiurim, all the way in the beginning, that the time period of Nisan starts with the Karbanos, 12 days of Karbanos of the Nisim, and then the 13th day, Yud Gimel, was Isru Chag of those Yamim Tovim. Yud Dalit is Erev Pesach, which is the day you bring a Karban, so it's a Yom Tov because of the Karban Pesach, and that's the first 2 weeks, plus another week of Pesach, that's 3 weeks, and then the Beis Yosef says, since the last week is such a minority amount of the month, most of the month is already Simcha V'Kedusha V'Tahara, so the whole month already has that status, which we explained from the Kaf HaChayim and Chassam Sofer, that it's also represented by the fact that Lasid Lavo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring the Geula Shlema during the month of Nisan, and we're going to be selling that Chanukah Sabayis during the last week of Nisan. So it ends up that really the whole month of Nisan is a time of Chanukah Sabayis, of Geula. And therefore, we don't say Tachnun at all during the month of Nisan.
I mean, the Tachnun, the idea behind Tachnun is what with the central theme of Tachnun is Tshuva, no?
Tachnun is definitely Tachnunin, it's davening to Hashem, but Tachnun is only linked to a time period when there's sadness, when a person is not besimcha, when a person...
My follow-up question is, wouldn't what the Ma'aril says about Avarachim, wouldn't that apply by Tachnun as well? That same, like the Shitasa, like he said...
I hear what you're saying. It's a good question, Echanami. I don't know 100% what to say you know, to answer that question. It's a very good question. What I think is the direction to say is that over rachamim is a tefillah which we say on Shabbos. So it's not mamish like the same thing as tachanun, because on Shabbos we don't say tachanun. It's a tefillah that we say at a time when we're not really, you know, in a period of tachanun. It's a tefillah we say on Shabbos, we are more besimcha, but we say some sort of remembrance for the niftarim, because it is a tkufa. At the end of the day, we don't wanna ignore the metzias that, you know, they're being nifter. But at the same time, we're not going to go that extreme and say tachnun, right? So avarachim is like in between. It's not tachnun, but at the same time, it's eichat timtza to be manskir them on Shabbos, which is a time that we're not allowed to say tachnun. Yeah, it makes sense. You understand?
Yeah, it makes sense. I'm a little bit bothered by it because, it's like an in-between thing where I understand that they're different. You know, they're obviously not the same thing. Otherwise, we wouldn't have two of them. But I'm saying I just don't understand how the reason why we don't say talk on why that wouldn't apply to Avraham, just because it's only said on Shabbos and we're besimcha anyways. I'm saying, like, we still say talk on. We say it pretty much every day except for Nissan. We say it the whole year, whether it's a good time or a bad time or, you know, anything like that. But, like, we don't say Tachman. We do say Avrachman because it's difficult time, but we don't say Tachman because it's a good time. I don't quite follow.
No, we don't say Tachman on Shabbos, right?
Right. We don't say Tachman on Shabbos at all. Why?
But we do say Avrachman on Shabbos.
Right. So it's like, It's not like a literal replacement for tachanun, but like tzitkasa, for instance, replaces it, and so we don't say tzitkasa because we don't say tachanun. Avrachamim, whatever, it's not the exact same thing. But I'm saying, my original question was if the reason why we took away tachanun outside of, you know, Shabbos, would it make sense to also take away Avrachamim and, you know, just based
right? I definitely hear what you're saying, but I think that just like we say Avarachim on Shabbos, even though we don't say Tachanun on Shabbos. So the same thing could apply also during the month of Nisan, that we could still say Avarachim during Nisan, even though we don't say Tachanun during Nisan. That's what I'm saying.
But then, what about Tzitkasa, which is mamish, like a replacement for Tachanun?
It's not mamish, replacement for Tachanun. The idea of Tzitkasa is that it's a tefillah which we say, you know, I'll tell you the truth. I don't know exactly how to articulate the chiluk between tzidkascha and avrachamim. Not sure exactly how to articulate the chiluk. So I'm not going to try. I'm just going to leave it as a question. What's the chiluk between tzidkascha and avrachamim?
And then also the you know, Shaka's Tachlin to both of them.
Yeah.
And
we have to be Mavar further, Bez Hashem.
Okay, we can do that.
Bez Hashem. Gevaldik. Okay, Ashikur, guys. Bez Hashem, it's over tomorrow. We're going to send out the updated timing, because over here it's a little bit late, but... Bez Hashem for tomorrow. Shragi, are you cleaning up your grandfather's shul over there?
I am. Since this pandemic, my grandfather's shul is a minyan factory, I guess you could say. It's open 24 and there's minyanim going on all day. So you can't really do anything to it. So since this whole pandemic happened and no one comes to shul anymore, they took the opportunity to paint the walls.
Wow.
And that means to take out all the svarim from the shelves and then the workers put the svarim back. And obviously, the workers don't know what they're doing fully. I fully don't know what I'm doing. But, you know, I guess
they
know
better than some Mexicans.
Exactly. So now, at the moment, I'm flipping.
Wow.
And replacing shelves and whatever. And they just made a smash in the basement. Whatever. Just stick all this. Oh, my bad. Ooh, here you go.
But yeah, I see you're leaving your house. Oh my gosh, wow, it's a mess.
Yeah, it's a mess.
But you're leaving your house.
I am.
Yeah, okay.
It's about time.
From Danny and Yosef, it sounded like it's a problem to do that.
Really?
No.
Yeah. You can leave. You just there's nothing to do.
Oh, you said
I left, like I left every day. Like I haven't like stayed in my house.
It's not like in Israel where if you're more than 100 meters away, they'll like check your ID and send you back. Like it's not like enforced like that. It's just that there's nowhere to go, nothing new other than like.
Oh, I see.
Food shopping, I think.
They're not giving us a ticket. What happens to be in New York? I'm not sure New York at home, but New York City, at least, decided if you don't wear a mask, they're going to give you a ticket.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's a new rule. The new rule they decide they
the whole state, like, the whole New York State.
Wow.
New York State. Okay, fine.
Unbelievable. Okay, Danny, yeah. Here's a good place for you to go, Danny. It's not so far away. Clean up the shul.
You probably know more than I do. You can organize the sperm.
Yeah, they need your help, Danny.
Yeah.
Rebbe, there's a few questions that happened at my table over, you know, past 2 weeks. What's the story with tea on Shabbos?
Tea on Shabbos?
Yeah.
That's a good question. You would like to drink it? You want to know how to make it?
Aye.
I don't know. Sometimes the idea of tea that exists on Shabbos.
I've been to many houses. At the end of the Suda, they go, hey, anyone want tea? And sometimes I say yes. Sometimes I say no. But then my brother goes, it's us here to make tea on Shabbos. I'm like, well.
Rabbi Wiener's answer for tea is make sure it's in a kli shlishi and you don't take the tea bag out. Like, don't dip it. That's what
my brother.
My brother even says that's not so apparently.
A lot of your shamans do tea essence because they don't hold of kli shlishi.
Right.
Yeah, that's the Mishnah Berurah.
A lot of your shamans also don't hold of the government, so I don't know if that's a riot.
The Mishnah Berurah says that the proper way to make tea for Shabbos is to prepare tea essence before Shabbos and keep it warm over the course of Shabbos. And then that way, even though it cools down, when you add hot water to it, there's no problem of bishul achar bishul because you're keeping it warm. So what you do is
I thought bishul achar bishul with liquid would only be once it reaches Yatzalet's bow, which it can't pretty much.
But the Rama Paskin that if it cools down, if the liquid cools down, so yesh bishul achar bishul. Right, room temperature.
Anything above room temperature, it's fine.
What?
Koshlishi? Just a koshlishi.
Whether or not kli shlishi is a heter is subject to another machlokas, but if kli shlishi is a heter, so then you don't even need tea essence b'chlal.
Right.
So there's a machlokas. First of all, oh, Ramesha, good. Danny, very good.
Oh boy.
Right? But it says machlokas, Chazanish and Ramesha. Chazanish says no such thing as
l'chairu. Oh, wait. I have another one.
You have a picture of Chazanish also?
This one. No, just two Ramayshas.
Ramayshas, very smack.
For the boys.
Smack. Okay, so we have, so Ramayshas says there's a hat of kli shlishi, and based on that, you can use a tea bag in hot water as long as it's a kli shlishi. However, the Mishnah Berurah, the way some people are learning up the Mishnah Berurah doesn't give that etza. Mishnah Berurah gives an etza of making tea essence. He says you take, let's say, whatever, a few bags of tea before Shabbos, let it sit in the hot water for a few minutes and, you know, make a very strong concentrated tea. That's what tea essence is. And then you keep it in a place where it will stay warm over the course of Shabbos. Then you pour a little bit of that into a cup. And then you add hot water into that tea concentrate. And that's going to be your tea for Shabbos.
So the only question I have on that is the keeping it warm thing. I didn't quite understand that.
How would you keep it warm?
No, not how would you keep it? You keep it warm any number of ways, whatever. But I'm saying that the purpose of keeping it warm.
What?
It's because bishul
achar bishul. There's no bishul achar bishul. There will not be bishul achar bishul.
Because in this scenario, even though you're not going to use kli shlishi, or even if you will use kli shlishi, but you don't hold of the heter of kli shlishi, it's mutter to make it anyway.
Mm-hmm. But there's also an issue of taking the tea bag out, no?
Right,
that's another issue. Right. It's not schita. That's right. Borer. It's that's another issue about taking the tea bag out. The best etza to take the tea bag out is to take a spoon and scoop it out
some of the water
while it's still sitting in some of the tea in the cup, and then just put that whole thing down wherever it is that you would put it down.
I heard even better. I saw Chuba. I think it might be in Episcopal Chuba's from I think it was like a Gerer, somebody Hasidic sounding. He says that you should pick the cup up,
yeah,
with the tea bag inside. Take the spoon, scoop out the bag with obviously some of the liquid in the spoon, and then remove the cup, not the spoon.
This way, taking out the good from the bad, not the bad from the good.
Yeah, but the whole point of using a spoon and getting some of the liquid together with the tea bag is that is the whole taruvis.
That is the same.
So you now have the whole taruvis in your spoon. So whether you move the spoon or move the cup is absolutely irrelevant. Mm-hmm. Once you have both
liquid. So he was Hasidish, so it makes sense. He didn't know the halacha properly.
Okay, no, that's for sure.
Ravina said that about a soup, that a fire flies into your soup. He said the same exact thing.
That's right.
You take the spoon, take the fire, and move the bowl.
He said to move the bowl. Once you have the liquid.
And then he said, if you want more, then something, I don't know.
Once you have the liquid in your spoon together with the fly, so then you're moving the entire taruvis to a different place, and there's no difference between moving the spoon or moving the bowl.
But you know what you're doing. You're really just taking out the thing, you know, so maybe you're just taking out the bed. So it's
like, but you're also taking out some liquid, so you're moving the taruvis to a different place.
It's like extra chumra, you know.
Why not?
Second question.
Right
here. Last Mishnah at Shal Shudis.
What?
Do we need two shalames of bread for Shal Shudis?
Yes. Supposed to have two shalames for Shal Shudis. There's a machlokes about whether you need two shalames for Shal Shudis. We hold you need two shalames for Shal Shudis.
Some say dafka not, though, no? I believe.
Yeah, there's a cheshbon as far as the mon, because Klai Yisrael had... So
let's say we don't have... If someone's not sure if they have, should they, like, go out of their way to get, or is it, like...
For sure, you should definitely try as much as you can to get. There's a case with Klai Yisrael in the Midbar, they had man every day, it fell one time, right? And it gave them two meals. That's standard amount, two meals. Shabbos, it didn't fall on Shabbos, it fell Erev Shabbos. So therefore, since it fell Erev Shabbos, they really had four meals worth then. So if you do the Cheshbin, right, Lecha Mishnah, so they had four over the course of Friday, Shabbos. So, right, they have, let's say, by the time the last meal comes around, they only had one left. So they wouldn't be able to have Lecha Mishnah for the Shalosh Shittas. That's where the Cheshbon comes, that by Shalosh Shittas, not to have Lecha Mishnah. But they're supposed to have Lecha Mishnah anyway. So therefore...
What was the math? We have four breads. There's two during...
So you have two meals. Except for the last meal, you only have one left. So therefore...
It's two Friday night and two Shabbos day.
And now Shal Shittas is the second, is the extra,
you
is
need
the last
two for
meal.
Shal Shittas, but they didn't have two.
Right.
I know, where's the one left? How do you get one left, maybe?
Meaning you don't need two.
You don't eat both of the breads. You're just using two for the Lecha Mishnah, then you put one to the side and you eat one. So when it comes to the last meal, you only have one bread left.
Two. You have two, you have four. So you two Friday night. Two Friday night, make the bracha, put one away, you eat it. Now you have three left. Shabbos day, take two, make the bracha, put one away, eat one. Now you have two left, Shal Shittas.
You skipped breakfast on Friday morning.
You need for breakfast Friday morning? What do you need breakfast Friday morning? You're supposed to fast. People fast the whole Friday to have food on Shabbos.
Wait, hold on. They gave on Friday for Shabbos, but they also gave on Friday for Friday.
Yeah.
So if they saved, like, once like Shkia came, like Mamea, like one of the four of them went rotten.
Right, but not Shabbos. That was the brother.
Right. So I'm saying so as soon as Shabbos starts, no matter what, you have three. You don't start with four on Shabbos, you have three on Shabbos.
Why?
It's an isolation for Because
they ate one in the morning. Right, they ate one in the morning.
Right, either they ate it and Shai was saying, well, you get four or you don't eat it. But no, you can't leave it over till Shabbos. So when Shabbos starts, you have three.
When chat, right. I have Friday night, I have three because I ate one in the morning and now I have three. So if I have three, I eat one by Friday night. Now I have two left for the morning. I eat one of those two and now I have one left for Shal Shudders.
See, Bachram can like take apart a piece of Gemara like beautifully and like it's great and we love doing it. But like the most basic arithmetic, like we're just doing subtraction here. So you have four. No,
it's not Draghi's fault. Draghi fasts every Friday. It's a different story.
Uh-uh.
He expected nothing less from the Dor HaMidbar.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Okay, fine. Because I remember I went somewhere once, and it was like on vent, and it was Shal Shudders, and it was all sliced bread.
That's Sisway Shabbaton.
Okay. It was not Sisway Shabbaton. I never did Sisway.
Modern Orthodox company.
I never did Sisway. I think... Whew, stay clean.
Really want NTSY. I love NTSY. It's great. Cube's awesome.
That's good. That's good. People wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for NTSY. Either
100%.
Way, as I was saying, it was at an event.
You also would be here, also, whatever.
Bread. They sliced bread for Shal Shudders.
Right.
And I go to the director. I'm like, is there challah rolls? They're like, what do you challah rolls? Bread right there. I'm like, well, you know, I need two full challahs for Shal Shudders. He's like, no, no, it's fine. It's fine to have sliced. I'm like, you sure? He's like, yeah, yeah. Like, I learned it. I'm like, okay. I guess. Well, I don't have a choice anyway. I didn't really have a choice in the matter because there was none. But, like, either way, I'm like, okay, I guess.
It was sliced bread or sliced challah? Because if it's sliced bread, we have an issue. Chala.
Sliced challah.
Okay, fine. That's fine.
Well, I'll tell you like this. There's a story with the Netziv. The Netziv was hosting meals, as always. He was always hosting big meals. He was Rosh Shiva of Elazhin. He was the Rav of Elazhin. There was always a lot of people at his table. And it was one time, Shal Shudders.
Wait,
what?
Which Rav? What's his name?
The Netziv.
Okay, man. Yeah.
Okay, it was one time, Shal Shudders. And he's like, okay, where's everyone? How come, you know, there's a few people that are supposed to be coming. They're not here yet. What's going on? So like, I don't know, they're running late, whatever. I think one of them actually was his son-in-law. So he's like, okay, let's make a motzi. It's like, there's not going to be lechem mishnah. Make some motzi. And his son-in-law comes in and he says, which I do. There's no lechem mishnah. There's only sliced from what you sliced up. So he says, take two slices, and that's your lechem mishnah. What's pshat? Zaktan etziv, gevaldig alumdus. Where does it say that you need to have a shalim? Does the halacha somewhere need to have a shalim? Where's the halacha of shalim? It says the halacha of shalim comes from a din in brachos, that it says a person is not supposed to be botzeya, his bread, until he finishes making the bracha. That's the idea of shalim. That means, Zakta Netziv, the lumdus is that when I'm making a bracha on the bread in front of me, I shouldn't break the bread until I finish my bracha. Let's say I walk into a room. I have my table. I have my bread on the table. And it's already broken. It's already sliced. So what should I do? I should take those slices and make sure not to break the slice until I finish my bracha. That's chashivus of the bracha. That you finish the bracha on the thing that's whole in front of you, and then you break it. Therefore, Zakta Netziv, the din shalim doesn't mean that it has to be a whole entity of bread. That's not what it means. It just means that when I'm making my bracha, I make sure that I don't break whatever is in front of me until I finish my bracha. Mele, you have two slices. Lechem mishnah.
So that works for all the other meals also.
It works for what?
Friday night, Shabbos day as well, not just Shabbos.
100%. 100%. All the meals, according to the Netziv.
Yeah, but we don't all the meals. Pasken like that.
We don't, right. We don't rely on this Netziv, you know, lechatchila. And maybe Shalosh Shittes, when you're number one, you have the Netziv. Number two, you have the other shittas that hold that you don't need lechem mishnah.
We don't need bread.
Number three, right? There's other shitas that you don't even need to wash for. Like I mentioned, for shalosh shittas. So memela is a lot more to be makel on by shalosh shittas. Al kaponim, it's something which ideally you definitely should go for two whole rolls. Bez Hashem, next time.
Okay, Rabbi.